Welcome back to another Reason to Drink. I'm your host, Bobby, with my two co-hosts.
Bill.
Billy, you know I'm going to cut that big pause out.
He's doing it on purpose. Rick?
No, I didn't think of what I was called.
I was like, wait a minute, what's he going to say?
I was like, I was going to call myself Chip Guy or something today.
You couldn't think that's enough.
Because Bobby's more mad because I got a chip bag.
Why would you bring a bag of chips when we're going to do a podcast? And it makes all this noise.
Good.
He's sitting there eating them before we started, and it was like... He's like, give me the bag. I was going to take that bag.
I don't want to edit that shit.
I don't want to edit it out. I'll let you guys edit it any day, man.
Let it go.
We will.
Let it go.
Release.
I'll be like, boom, go. Like, this is without Bob.
We'd be like, oh, shit. Yep.
We did have an episode called Unfiltered that we did a while back, and I just posted it as what we recorded.
Right.
So I didn't take out the ums, the ands, the pauses, the... And Rick's famous for the...
Rick's famous for that.
Yeah, when he plays with those caps.
I gotta play with something. I need to get a fidget spinner. I mean, I can just sit here and fucking...
He's always playing with himself.
I gotta play. Look, dude, I've had it in my hands for 47 years. I'm gonna play with that fucker all day long. Hey, Bob.
Well, if he ain't got the caps to play on, his pants come down. You don't know that in this show.
No. He's naked. I'm sitting here with no pants on.
Wait till we go to YouTube.
I get up and you just see my naked ass walk up.
What is it, like a sweat stain on the seat?
He's going through that naked stage.
He's going through that naked stage when you're 40-something. We got two great beers to try this week. We're going to do Rusty Rail Brewing. They got a birthday suit inspired by a birthday cake ale. And now this is what one of the neighbors brought over, and he got them 7.5.
Ooh.
And then someone gave us a Jolly Pumpkin Artisan Ale. Now this was dropped off.
My sister-in-law.
Yes, this was dropped off a while ago. And
not that long ago, though, really.
We lost it, though.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, it was in the oak age.
It was in the car.
Can conditioned. It's 6.8. We're doing a lot of heavies tonight.
Which one we start with
first? I am not getting the door with the mayonnaise on it.
No, we didn't do no mayonnaise tonight, Bob.
We do the
birthday cake.
Birthday cake will be tough to get through, I think. It might be sweet.
The Jolly Pumpkin.
I say the Jolly Pumpkin just because it shouldn't be as sweet.
Yeah, that's what I'm
thinking. And then we can go to the sweeter.
Okay.
I got some chips here you can have to use.
It has rose nips and rose petals. This is going to be delicious. Now, you think pumpkin, it would have been out in October, but this was not.
No.
It's newer.
I'll go get them if you get the other one.
But the Jolly Pumpkin Artistic Ale was brewed after the pumpkin season, so it's really weird that we got it.
It might have been just closer to the October, and we never found it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because
yeah. Actually, it was made on 10/21.
Yeah. So see, there like
October 21st.
Yeah. 21. So they actually wait. It was actually a company that actually waited for Halloween to make their pumpkin beer.
Yes, and I'm really, really excited to try this one. I don't know if you'll be able to find it. That's the problem.
But well, she got it not too long ago.
It's reddish color.
It's a rose color, huh?
Yeah. Man. Let me take a swig.
I don't know if it tastes like pumpkin, though.
It smells delicious. It smells like a bubble bath.
Ooh, my spit.
It smells like rose. Mm-hmm. It smells like a wine, almost.
Oh. Ah. No. I can't do it.
You should see Rick's face.
I can't
Rick's
do it.
Rick's just shaking his head like, hell no.
I can't do it.
It's a...
It's a sour. It's a sour, for sure.
Yeah.
And it doesn't say sour on it anywhere.
No. Doesn't it taste like a wine beer?
It tastes like a wine mixed with...
Rose petals.
Throw up.
I can't do it. We're skipping this one. Yeah, I have to give it
I don't know. Give it... You got to give it some time.
I can't do that. I can't get past that sour.
You got to give it a minute.
You do got to. You have to.
All right,
you
I'll have try to, another sip.
You have to have 3 sips per beer. That's the rule from now on.
You're just
you have to have 3 sips per beer from now on.
3 good sips, not that.
Yeah, not a little.
No, I took a big one.
Like, We got to at least give it
a chance.
A chance.
Okay.
I mean, don't forget, like, you just ate and everything else. Like, your taste buds are completely out of whack.
I don't know, that one was so much better,
wasn't it?
No. No, that's not getting better at all.
It's the next one that really kicks it in.
Keep saying it until it's done.
No, I'm not drinking.
Once you get the 6.7 alcohol on you.
Billy, I can't get past the
it's turning sour. Rick's beard red.
It's potent.
It's a weird flavor, dude.
It's a weird flavor, but honestly,
the smell is
not that bad. It's not that bad. It grows on you. It's really not that bad. I didn't think it was bad the first sip, but I could see where Rick was saying throw up because for a moment there.
There was like a.
Yeah, it was like,
wait a minute here. They're like, this is literally.
Throw up in a can.
Like.
Oh, don't make me throw up. Now I'm definitely not getting it down.
Like, throw up in a can? That's just fucking Now I'm thinking about throw up puke.
It's the acid in the can that gets
That's me. What... Yeah. Yeah, it's like when you have indigestion, like,
No,
That's what it tastes like. Like heartburn.
Did you get a little chunk in it?
If I got a chunk in it, I'll get a lot of chunks. Billy's making himself sick.
It makes me sick.
Well, it is throw up in a can.
It's not.
Because I like the smell of it, the rose, but oh my gosh, I can't get past that.
Actually,
sour.
Once you get past it a little bit, it's not that bad.
I can't do it. Sorry.
It's not that bad. You get more of that rosy
Billy,
flavor.
I am not drinking a full can of this.
It almost tastes
like wine.
Like a carbonated wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's so bitter.
It is the sour part of it.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't like the back end taste of it. Like my tongue,
is hating you right now.
Like, especially in the back, it's like drying it out and then just tasting like you just licked an asshole or something. I don't know. Like, it just.
I mean, if you're a wine drinker, I guess you would like this a lot.
If you're a red wine drinker. Yeah, because it's not sweet.
No, it's not sweet. It's not sweet at all.
But do you taste pumpkin?
No.
No, it's nowhere
it's,
pumpkin.
It's not pumpkin at
it's
all.
It's mostly rosy red wine, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
With a bitter, 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 bitter back end.
Well, it's rose hips. Is that what that says?
Rose hips.
Rose petals and hibiscus.
Yeah.
So I wonder if it's the hibiscus or the roses that makes it so bitter on that back
Probably
end.
The roses.
But it gives it the great smell.
I don't know. Like, I mean.
Yeah. Would you make this?
Would I make this?
Yes.
No.
Would you buy in the company?
Oh, absolutely not. Not off of this beer.
See, I know the company and I know their other stuff, so I would buy into it.
Okay.
Yeah, but I haven't tried anything else from them.
But
yeah,
off of this one, I wouldn't buy it.
No.
Yeah, just going off of this one, I'd be like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Like, if I want to go eat a tree, like, I'll just go eat a tree. Like, I don't want to.
I don't know. A tree might.
It might taste a little better.
To me, it's a little maple flavor.
Get a good oak. Like, I don't know. Chew on a bark. I don't know. I'm still drinking it. Like, I'm still trying to
figure
it out.
I have my three sips, but. Anyways, let's go into.
I don't think it's that bad.
The Cleveland Browns, guys.
Brownies, huh?
I did see we just signed another guy from Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, they picked up another one from there?
Yeah,
what
DB.
Position? A defensive back?
What was his name? Reggie something. And he was like a fourth round pick when they picked him up in 19 or 20.
Oh, so he's pretty high.
But then he hurt his foot, and then he bounced around, whatever, and now...
He ain't got time to play yet.
Right.
So let's see what he does.
He's supposed to be pretty good, but that's three that we picked up from Dallas Cowboys now.
Yeah, and they talked about picking up the fourth quarterback, too, like a rookie. So they're all competing. I guess there's only so many slots.
Right.
But all the four quarterbacks, they mentioned Baker's name wasn't in there.
Oh.
But they picked up a rookie. I don't think he ever got picked up by anybody or anything
just
like that.
Free agent.
Just a free agent. Yeah, and but to give him a chance. But Njoku. Yeah, they offered him. They're going after him.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, that Browns are going off.
But we lost Landry.
Landry's gone.
Yeah.
He went to
Bills, right?
No.
The Saints.
Saints, that's right. Yep, that's right.
So that's a shame because I liked him.
No, it sucks. Oh, yeah, it sucks.
I'm curious to see what the team will do this year, though.
I think it's all going to come. I mean, it shouldn't come down to just what's going to happen with Deshaun.
The quarterback position.
Right. Yes. I mean, that shouldn't be the factor but it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hope
that one of them lower positions quarterbacks shine and they become the new superstar
or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, this would be their time to do it.
Yeah.
You know, because if he ends up sitting out for six games.
This is their chance.
Or, you know what I mean? Or longer, who knows?
But what about Clowney? I never heard anything more other than
I haven't seen him sign his contract yet. He might have, but I don't know. It went real quiet.
No, I think if he signed it, it would have been big news.
Oh, it would have been big. It would have been huge news. Yeah,
they don't really blow that up.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no. If he would have signed for sure, then
that would have blown.
It would have already been out there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting tired of reading news about Baker.
Me too.
Every day.
Something. Well, it's funny. Oh, it's not dead yet. You know what I mean? The Panthers deal is not dead yet.
Mm. Or this is not dead yet.
Nobody wants to pay it. You know, I mean, Who wants to pay 18 mil, right?
Yeah. That's a good sign. All right, let's go into jokey jokes. I know Billy doesn't have one.
I don't have one. I'm not
prepared. I got some.
What do you see when the Pillsbury Doughboy bends over?
Butter roll?
Donuts.
I was thinking, I got one for Billy.
Huh. What do you call a lesbian with braces?
Oh, I seen this and I skipped over it. I don't know.
Box cutter.
That's pretty wicked. That sounds dangerous, if you ask me.
Dangerous for men, too.
Do you know why God created yeast infections?
Mm-mm.
So that way the women know what an irritable cunt is too.
You're what?
Irritable cunt is too.
You know why, Billy.
That's why Rick's single.
He's got a little shaker. Oh, little Billy, rattle. Ready?
Yeah,
this one. Why is Coors Light beer considered sex on the beach beer?
I don't know.
It's the closest thing to water.
That's good.
I actually had two today. I was proud.
You did. Good job. Yep.
Yeah.
I actually keep some in my fridge because there are people that like Coors Light.
Sex on the beach.
Yeah. And then there's people that, you know, I keep a mixture of Coors Light, Miller Light, Miller High Light, which to me, them two are kind of close in a way. Miller Light.
You said that last week.
Highlight.
I did say that.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
You said your father-in-law gave you a Miller Lite and then he gave you Miller High.
No, but I'm just saying I normally keep it all in there, right. But them two are pretty close. And then, of course, I keep Bud Light.
But me and Rick are the only ones that drink it. Have you noticed they've been going down?
What do you mean?
What about
your beer count over there? You know why you're at work.
Yeah. It's just going down. I got cameras on it.
Somebody's got to keep her company.
We haven't picked
mail
up cat
in a while.
No, we haven't.
No.
She's probably liking that.
Yeah.
No.
We don't ever say anything about.
No. I get my ass whooped. We do, but she doesn't catch it.
You got to be under the radar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the sly. Anyways, all right. So, since we're just moving along,
we're just not moving right along.
Yeah, that's on the schedule.
No, it's not a schedule. It's just not very.
So, should we rate this beer?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
How far down did you get?
I got three sips, like you told me.
I'm a little over half.
Me too.
Like, I'm like there.
I could get it down.
Like, I'll get it
down. I don't like sour beers, though.
It's pretty much the same taste every time now.
Yeah. Which is...
Throw up in a can.
It's not quite throw up. It's damn close. But, I mean, it's a lot of rose.
A lot of wine. It's like rose wine.
Yeah.
I like the smell of it, though.
Mm. We'll get you a straw, and you just start snorting.
But definitely
like,
chunk.
Like, I really don't know how to even rate it. Like, I
What category?
Yeah, what category?
I would probably put it in a sour category.
It's a pumpkin beer, though, right?
No, it's not. I mean, there's nothing pumpkin about it. Other than like the pitcher.
Yes, the can is cool.
Like, I like that design.
Yes. With the Jolly Pumpkin.
The JP, yep.
Maybe that's the company. Jolly Pumpkin is the company.
Yes.
Out of Michigan. Or MI. Was that Maine or Michigan?
What?
MI is Michigan.
Yeah.
They're out of Michigan, so maybe their company is called Jolly Pumpkin.
Yeah.
I'm going to take another sip.
Because it's called Artist.
Nope, hasn't changed.
It's jollypumpkin.com. Yeah. That's the name of their brewery.
And that's their logo.
So that's what completely
threw us off
is that we...
We thought it was a pumpkin beer.
So yeah, you ain't going to find this in around pumpkin time. Or just three smart guys sitting here drinking beer.
Getting smarter by the sip.
I'm glad these beers are killing all the dumb brain cells.
We get smarter. But it's like I talk about, you know, we don't Google everything. We just drink beer.
Yeah, we just drink it and try it.
Yep, and then we tell you what it's like.
So, I don't know, dude. I don't even know where to rate it at. In my taste buds, I'm sorry, Jolly Pumpkin. This beer here is like a 3 to me. Like, I can get it down. I would not order it. If I seen this rose-colored can at your brewery, I'd be like, yeah, no, I fucking definitely do not want that one.
But is this worse as the participation award? No.
No.
No, that was pretty bad.
That was hard to get.
That was pretty bad.
We couldn't even get a sip of that.
There's been a couple that we couldn't get
that
down.
That we couldn't get down. Right. Like, and I'm getting this down just because I think because I don't mind sour beers so much. And I would rate this as a sour beer.
Yeah.
That's what is it? Io Sasson?
I don't know how you say that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, so you gave it a 4?
I said 3.
Oh, I thought you said 4.
No, he said 3.
I said 3.
Okay.
What do you get? I guess Billy's giving it a 4.
No. I actually don't mind it. The first sip, I was like kind of funny because when Rick said threw up, you could pull that off of that easy. The first one. But once you get past, I mean, I'm eating chips. I'm eating all kinds of different things. Once I clean my palate a little bit and started drinking down. Now, I'm almost all the way through my can, and I don't mind it. I would actually give it like a 5.5.
It's a princess.
No.
No. All right.
It's not a keeper.
No, it's not a keeper.
No, it's not a keeper. I'm going to have to say my can's almost full. I did take 4 sips out of it. I don't like sour beers, and it's very sour. And I like the smell of it, but I'm going to have to give it like a 2.
You didn't drink it, so
that was reasonable. Yeah.
I mean, the only reason is it's not my style.
No, and it's funny. You know how we started off the show several years ago and things weren't our style? I'm curious about, because I'll claim one beer that took me by surprise.
It's the pickle beer.
The pickle beer, you right? Said that, yeah. And then, but I wait, come back around and see, like in a year from now, the same one.
Yeah.
So now that you said that pickle beer, this almost has that back flavor.
Yeah, that's the only thing I don't like.
The front end flavor
is good.
I don't care for the front end flavor.
I like the front
end. I don't care for the rose and hibiscus and
I hate that sour
whatever.
I want to bite you.
But the back end of it is almost like the dill.
It is very close to
it is like the sour dill pickle.
Yeah. I think the dill one's even a little bit more sour.
It might even be.
Because that one almost makes you go...
But you're expecting that. This I wasn't expecting.
Rick was shaking his head like,
oh, no. But no, I mean, like it, I don't care, I guess, for the rose taste.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just not, I don't know.
It's
I
just, like a it, wine it, in a can. It,
which I don't yeah. mind wine, but yeah. mm-hmm. it just the sourness just of it. And
yeah.
It just mixed together. Like, it all mixed together. If they would have sweetened it up maybe a little bit, maybe it would have been a little different.
Yeah, a little sweeter. Take the bitterness out.
Take the little bit of the bitterness out.
It makes you wonder what all their other beers are like, because they're probably, I'm guaranteeing they're probably all more of a sour platform.
Yeah.
So as people see that, they're like, oh, this is pretty good when you're comparing it to other
sour. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And to a sour person, this might taste sweet because of the rose petal.
Right. But I'm not a big fan of it.
But I could see a little bit how they could, you know, one that's always drinking sour, maybe a little bit.
Just a little. Yeah, just something. Licky,
sticky, like, sticky. I'm just thinking why she gave it to us.
Oh, she's seen it.
She drank one can and then gave us the treat.
I think I gave the can to someone because I said we were going to do it on the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But... she said she liked the can. The can's cool. She liked, you know.
No, the can is cool.
The can is cool shit.
And then she's seen the Jolly Pumpkin, because she even told me the same thing that, oh, I said, oh, this is a pumpkin. And she said, no, I think that's the name of the company.
But when it's misleading because I would think it was a pumpkin.
I would too, because underneath it, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, would the name be underneath of it? But, I mean, Jolly Pumpkin Artisan Ales.
Yeah.
I mean, we should have. Been a little smarter on that one.
Yeah.
We're not very smart.
We just do a podcast, man, here in the room.
In a room.
About beer that we know nothing about.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's or talk how to drink about our likes, lists, dislikes, and learns.
Okay.
Why is he shaking his head?
I don't know, because I'm moving along.
Yeah, you're moving right along. I figured we'd open another beer.
Yeah.
And then go into that.
Sure, so that we can, but so I'm not opening that.
No, we'll get
all right, give me another beer. Then we'll talk about something funny.
Yeah, then we can go into
all right. So what I'm going to do is go get us another beer. No, I'm not being choppy. It's just that I'm trying to move it along.
We ain't taking a break?
No, that's why I said we got to do the thing before break. Okay,
all right. All right, let's just do that. All right,
we're moving along.
I know, yeah. So my learn was I made campfire nachos this weekend.
How'd that turn out?
They turned out good. I did figure out in a Dutch oven over an open fire, and I did figure out that you have to. I ended up taking. I didn't bring whatever, but I ended up taking two sticks and putting them across the top of it. To vent it.
To vent the lid?
To vent the lid, because the lid wasn't getting any... Like, I didn't want the nachos to get all soggy.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Because it would soak up the juice.
Right. So you have to cook all the meat and everything first.
What's in the recipe?
You cook all the meat and everything first. I did tacos. See, basically a taco meat.
Right.
Hamburger. And then layered it. So I put the nachos down first. Uh-huh. Hamburger, jalapenos, onions,
cheese
and rotel.
Okay.
And just layered it like a lasagna.
Do you drain your rotel?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, you want all the
dry
moisture
possible.
Out of everything as much as possible.
Okay.
And then once you get it to the top, your level that you want, whatever, right. However much you're making, when you put the lid on, it'll seal kind of on a Dutch oven. And you got to put
coals
on top of it to melt the top cheese.
Right.
So I ended up putting just two sticks across the each side of the...
To hold the lid open.
To hold the lid open, a crack. So that way it didn't get... It still was a little crunchy. But I think the rotel and everything makes it soggy a little bit anyways. But no matter how much you drain them, there's liquid in it.
How'd it turn out really good?
Oh, they're fucking great, dude. Really? They're amazing.
How long do you cook them?
Till the cheese melts. Everything else is cooked.
You're basically
just melting the cheese.
Heating it
at
up.
That point. That's all you're doing.
And so you just put it all in your Dutch oven, set it over the campfire. Yep. Do you set it in the campfire or over it?
No, you want to go over.
Not a lot of heat.
Okay. You want more heat almost on the top side.
Than the bottom, right?
Than the bottom. Like, so I ended up moving the grate that was on the campfire place we were at all the way to the top. And I forgot to bring like a little shovel or anything to grab some coals to put on top.
Right.
So I just got a little piece of wood on fire and I just set that on top of the lid.
Oh, okay.
And just so that way there was some heat up there melting it all down. As soon as it all melted, dude, you pull it off and eat it up. Yep.
If you would have had like a shovel and put coals, it probably cooked quicker, right?
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Yeah. But I mean, I had gloves, like fire gloves, whatever. Mm-hmm. So like I literally brought out like a piece of slab wood that was on fire and just set it on top of it.
Now, what do you think that takes the nachos to the next level? Just because you get the smokiness from the fire?
You get a little bit of the smokiness, not much, because you're in a Dutch oven.
Right.
But it's just, it's cool to do out on the open fire.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not like you're getting a lot of the smoke. I mean, it is a different taste because of the Dutch oven.
Right.
You know, you get the...
But it's easy camping food because can pack everything up, pre-make it before you get out there.
No, I didn't pre-make it. Like, I had my other cast iron pan. I cooked I cooked the meat on the fire.
I did it more camp.
Yeah. It gave so it more flavor. Yeah, I did it all out there.
Now, the thing is that did you dump it out or just eat it out of that?
You eat it out of it, right?
No, you... Just spatula. It's like a lasagna, dude. It literally comes out like a lasagna.
Oh, really?
Like you cut it into pieces and put it on a plate. Huh.
I had them before when he made them, but he had the lid on, so they were soggier.
They were a little soggier.
But it is like a lasagna, because what happens is the chips soak up the extra.
Yeah, they soak up all the extra whatever. Grease. And you do it in layers. So, like, picture a Dutch oven almost filled with nachos. Chips.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but it's meat,
cheese. And that's probably three-quart
Dutch whatever oven. You want it in it.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you want to put it in.
You can put green onion or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can put...
Just put the sour cream after you're done.
Yeah. Yeah, put the sour cream. Yeah, you don't put sour cream.
Then you scoop it out.
Scoop it out, throw it on a plate.
I think it would actually be good with refried beans in there.
I was thinking the same thing when he's talking about it.
You would have to figure out where to put them. Where to layer. What layer. You know what I mean?
I would do middle so they don't get super soggy.
Yeah, because you don't want them on the chip.
No, because they'll just wimp the chick out.
You definitely want the meat before the beans.
You always want the meat
before you get the balls.
And I don't put anything on the very bottom because I don't want it to burn, except for the chip.
You put the chip on the
bottom. I put the chip on the very bottom.
And they don't burn?
First coat. No, I haven't had them burn yet.
Okay. And those are probably the crispiest, right?
Right.
They would burn. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, it's like you wouldn't want to put refried beans on the bottom of it. You know what I mean?
Because you wouldn't be able to stir it or anything.
Right.
Well, not you don't stir it.
You don't
stir
it. You just
cook it. That's what I mean. If you put the beans, you wouldn't be able to stir
it. You wouldn't be able to pull it out.
Yeah, because you don't stir anything. You just literally bake it and melt the cheese.
Dutch ovens is like a outdoor camping stove, basically. And they're usually about 3 quarts. They're heavy as hell, cast iron. Remember when we took one camping?
Yeah.
We'll never do that again because it was so heavy and it took so much space in the boat.
It sucked. But.
Yes. All right, Billy, you got a lesson learned like this.
So over last week's yoga, I pulled my neck. I was like, man, I feel my... She had me in a pose. I was like, I feel my fingers going numb. You know, I'm like, fuck. And I got up and I was like, damn, I couldn't move my neck. I was like,
what the fuck?
I was like, yeah, maybe I just relax a minute, you know? Because it was at the end anyways, right? But then Thursday, we went out golfing, which was nice. And then I was like, man, I got to go to the doctor. So Kat scheduled me a doctor's on Thursday night. So I was real happy. So I went and bam, he adjusted me. But it only got me so much. So... Then I had to schedule another appointment right back to back. So I've already been to 3 appointments since Thursday.
You know? On your back.
On my neck. Yeah. I'm better now. So he got it. He got a good, like between the second and the third visit, man, I couldn't sleep. Man, my neck was killing me so much. Then I went in there and he popped it good. And I'm like, I feel back to normal, right?
Right.
So what I learned is not to go to yoga.
So yoga went was yoga.
Yoga was
yoga. Golf's more important.
Yeah. I was like, look, dude. Cat's like, you just gotta work through the pain.
I said, so
what you do, what you're telling me is you go and do yoga, you get y'all jacked up, then you have to go to the chiropractor 3-4 times fixed.
Yeah, and get
then
fixed.
You go back to jacked up again, you know? Yeah, so no, I'm like that. I'm like, no. So I learned, I'm like, I was like, skip that. I can't, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have to go into more like beginner, because, you know, they had me underneath and then you roll your leg around and I'm like pointing up and everything. And I was like, oh, this ain't good. Your head's tucked under, you know.
No, fuck that.
Yeah. And I was like,
you're making me sore just thinking about it.
Yeah, maybe it was a little too much or something.
Right.
Then the cat's like, well, you went golfing right after and everything. But the first thing I was thinking about, it was that same pain I had last year.
When you hurt your arm.
When I hurt my arm and I couldn't play golf, it was killing me.
Right.
I was like, I don't need to be starting off golf season.
You're already hurting.
Right. Yeah. So that's what I learned.
But, so maybe you guys shouldn't do the naked twister.
I know.
Like, get her off the naked twist. How about naked dominoes? You're like, come on, honey. Can we just do naked dominoes?
Or bingo.
Bingo. Look, you get the D.
I get the bokeh. Bingo. Yeah, I got to get something else because I was like, that, you know, I know it's good for people to flex.
No, to flex and get moving.
It's supposed to be like move all your. I'm just hurting thinking about
breathing.
Yeah, I show you that pose they had me in. No, I don't even want to go in that pose, but I was like, and I was thinking I was doing pretty good, but.
Is that why you had a black eye?
I did.
From your balls hitting your eye?
Yeah, so close. Think. Hey, if you're that good, you don't need a wife, though.
Or they're just that saggy. Doesn't mean you're hitting the head.
Damn.
Just the balls saggy are down by your balls. Knees. He literally just had them up in the air.
You gotta just pick them up while you're sitting down. You do have to live. When you get older, you know they say you sit on your balls?
Because, yeah.
Oh, I know that.
Bobby's done it. I've been there when he's done it.
You run in a forklift.
I hear him cry. He's just like,
oh,
I just sat on my ball, and then he's done for the night.
You hear that high-pitched scream, like, it does hurt. Not again. Not sitting on my nuts.
So if you hear on our podcast that,
but he might try to edit them out. So if you just get to telling it, like, when you listen, you hear,
because I might not be able to get it out all the way.
Yeah. Because Rick might come in too fast.
Oh, yeah. He did it. He did it again.
Anyways, my dislike and learned is I learned today, and this is really interesting. So there was a big ass toad in my skimmer. Big ass toad. I was like, oh, I got to get that bad boy out. So I pulled the skimmer basket out. Well, he swam underneath it. I learned to shut the pump off before you pull the skimmer basket off.
Oh, man.
Because his ass went in the hole.
How'd you get him out?
My pump was going, doot, 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 doot. Yeah. I was like, oh, shit. So I ran and shut the pump off. And then he come up and swam out. And I was like, oh, you motherfucker. So I got a little fishing net. I'm trying to catch his big ass. It was bigger in my hand. He was just like swimming around there.
Big old bullfrog.
It was huge. I don't even know.
That's like a tennis ball almost going
it's
down
bigger there. Too. Yeah, but Billy, because all I saw was his little legs sticking out the back of the hole where they go down. And he was just like kicking. He was alive. He's alive still to this day. So I got him out.
No frog was harmed.
No frog was harmed.
No frog was harmed.
In the making of this
podcast. So I pull his ass out, and I'm trying to go out the fence, but he's a hopper.
Yeah.
So I get him outside the fence. To get him away from the pool. And he decides to come back in, but I got my two dogs there that were chasing him around. And they finally jumped out underneath the fence so they couldn't get him. But that frog was huge.
Yeah, I learned, should have just flung him across the street or something.
Oh, he was. I didn't want to fling him. I was scared he was going to jump.
It's almost just like a shock putt.
Yeah, I was just holding that big ass fucker.
I thought you got him in the skimmer. Like
no, I got him in a big ass net.
No, yeah, you should have just flung him across the street.
And he was.
Like, you know, just get him because, get him like you said, he as soon as you got him outside the fence,
he jumped right back in.
You were thinking that, you know, the fence is stopping him, but it's not.
No, he went right underneath it. And
that's how he got there.
Yeah, that's how he got there. Yeah.
And he would come back, but.
So you should have got a baseball bat.
Hey, that's right. What they do is they sit in the skimmers and they eat the bugs that float on the water.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, easy food.
He's fat and happy, but plus it's nice and cool. And
he's got water. It
was a lake toad. It was big.
Mm-hmm. All the way up there.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Every time we come in this room, he's allergic to the podcast.
Allergic to beer.
But my lesson learned is make sure you turn the pump off because I was scared he was going to get sucked in there and then I have guts and shit I would have to clean up.
I'd be more worried that it would get stuck in
the damage. Tube. Yeah.
Yeah.
And plug it forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So always take your pump up.
Yeah. No, you'd have to get in there and clean it out. You'd have to.
You'd have to ram something.
Yeah. You have to, like.
Oh, it's the far skimmer. It's like.
You know, One of them things that grind up fruit. Like
no, hell no. Now you make me sick.
Quick, turn the pump on. Get the blood in there.
Oh, hell no. But I don't know how they live them with all that chlorine and stuff. But he's just sitting on the side, just eating the bugs out of that thing.
We got
all these little bugs that get in there. Right. He's just fat and happy. Oh, the spiders are scaring Tracy to hell right now.
Oh, because they love that. That's easy.
They're huge. Yeah. We had five of them sitting in the skimmer. Tracy picked the lid up. I swear, you should see her pick the lid up. Ready? She does like this. She'll grab
it. You
got
to put your finger in the hole, right?
Yes. So she puts her finger in there, pulls it up, and drops it on the ground. She does not. And then she looks down in there. She takes pictures and sends it to me. I'm not touching this. Just spiders.
You know what
there.
You should do one day?
Put one that's attached.
So when she pulls it up.
When she pulls it up.
That fucker on the string is
slinging. Like, get a big plastic one or rubber one.
Big one.
And then tie it to the string and let it, like, clean it all
out. She
off.
Throws it up big time in the air.
Oh, if she throws it straight up, then let it just, like, she will fucking yell at
it. She'll lose it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We should TikTok her on that. Yeah. She'll fucking scream.
But anyway,
that's my lesson learned.
Yeah, we can set something up.
Yeah. I swear, because you should see her pick up those things. Because she just puts a finger and pulls it out real fast and picks
I'm
the lid up.
I'm telling you, if that spider came out after
her,
I pee my pants.
Or, you get like a, we don't want to say this on the podcast, but get one of them alligator clips and like, when she's doing that, then go up behind her and clip it to her shorts.
Say, there's a spider there.
There's a spider behind you. and clip it to her shorts and she'll run and it'll be like...
It'll be chasing her.
Yeah, like I seen that, the people doing that with snakes.
She would run.
Oh, she'd jump right in the water.
Yeah, she would. Even if it's cold. And that fucker would go in the water with her.
In the water with her. Looking,
she'd be running. She's scared to death of spiders.
She would be hating you so much. Oh, yeah.
I could clip it and say, "Trey, there's a spider behind you."
Right.
And then she would freak.
Yeah, and she'd take off. And it would chase her.
It would chase her. It's chasing you.
Because when she's doing the skimmer, she's already nervous.
Because of spiders.
Right.
So you almost need to leave one that has a few spiders in the...
No, there's always spiders in there.
Okay, so when she pulls that and sees them... And
she looks in the hole for them.
Right. But when you clip it on her shorts.
And then say, oh, there's
another one. It's behind you. And she'll run and I'll be chasing her. Oh, I'd pee my pants.
She would definitely
probably divorce you.
Yeah, she would jump in that water.
She would.
No, she would. She would probably run. Oh yeah, she would.
No, because they would keep chasing her. You know what I mean? Like, it would be like,
she thinks he's safe in the water.
And when that thing flung in the water,
she jumps and it jumps.
I said, "It's getting you."
The only thing is, make sure she ain't got her phone on her.
And you know what? Can you guys picture it though?
I can completely.
Because she's scared to death of the spiders.
Or anybody that's scared of them, they would be like, oh, they would freak out.
Yeah.
They would.
But she's already freaked out because she knows there's spiders in there.
Yeah, she's already, that's already in her mind.
And then you have a spider behind her.
That would just amplify it because her mindset's there.
Especially if you find a good little, like, big enough to not look stupid, but.
But not too big to look fake.
Right.
You just got to get that thing.
Well, she says hi.
Oh, man. Amazon, here we come.
All right, we're going to take a short, quick break. Go grab your ice cold beers. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Another Reason to Drink. I hope you got your ice cold beers.
What's happening?
We're doing a Rusty Nail Brewery. But just to comment. So normally we would have like a little funny time blowing off that dirt.
Yeah, there's something in there. A spider.
Spiders.
Normally we would sit here and bullshit, but what happened this time is we decided to make another TikTok with electric guitar and the AC/DC song Big Balls with Billy in it.
I've got big balls.
So hopefully it takes off. But let's try this Rusty Nail birthday suit.
You know, this Rusty Rail Brewing is a pretty good brewery.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I would tell you right now, I'd buy in.
I'd buy in. Yeah. Because I see a lot of this stuff. They come up with a lot of creative flavors.
Well, that and just we've had a couple of their beers, and they've all been good.
But this birthday suit, birthday suit.
It tastes like birthday cake.
Yes, it does. It's delicious.
It tastes like confetti. That confetti stuff.
Sprinkles.
The sprinkles. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not bad. It's good.
It's sweet.
It's just sweet. That's my big thing. Like it is sweet.
I do love.
Like, I mean, if you're a big sweet drinker, like I could see girls loving this.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? I could see. Maybe I'm throwing it off, but like, I could see this being Princess approved.
Yeah, I would say it's Princess approved because it's easy.
It's an easy drink.
It's so delicious.
Like, I can't see drinking too many of them.
No, but it's definitely, you know how Princess approved drinks are on the sweeter side and the softer side? This is like way on that end.
Tastes like cake.
Yeah,
it really does. Yeah. I mean, you do get something a little bitter. I don't know if you guys do. Like, on the very, very far end. If you drink it fast enough, you don't get that. Yeah. If you just shotgun it, it'll taste like you just drank a birthday cake.
But if it's someone's birthday,
I feel like I'm getting fatter. Do I have to report this at my work that I ate all this cake?
You ate all the cake, like, oh.
Birthday cake inspired ale. But Rick got this for his birthday. He had some on your birthday night.
Yeah,
but
I know.
We didn't do a show on it or anything.
No.
But, go ahead. I wanted to say that if it was someone's birthday, you got them a four pack of this. It comes in four pack.
Yeah. Begin.
It's perfect a holiday.
No, it's better than buying them a cake.
Yeah.
Oh, here you go. I mean, I guess unless they don't drink.
Does that say 2013 on that logo? Like it's real faint, but I think that's the year started.
That's when Rusty Nail probably started.
Say 2-1-3-3.
Yeah. Yep. So they've been not even nine years?
Not even 10 years. 10 years, yeah. Next year.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's impressive how they moved along because their merchandising, their beer is everywhere.
Where are they out of?
I have no clue. No, it says all natural.
I can look once I finish the can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you can't tip it right now.
No.
It says Millsburg, Pennsylvania.
PA. Yeah. We've looked this up before.
We need to go there.
Oh, it says ailed with lactose, vanilla, and natural flavors. It's pretty good.
It's really good. Yeah.
No, it's pretty good. It actually is kind of refreshing right now. And but I don't know like if I could do two back to back.
I couldn't. And I couldn't do it in a hot day either. No. I don't even know if I could do one in a hot day. You know what I mean? Like, I laugh because I know.
Did you see his facial?
He's thinking about it. And he's like, can I do it?
Like, a 90-degree day. Sitting there drinking this.
We should have saved one. We'll have a 90-degree
day tomorrow, yeah. But sitting there and drinking this, like, I
couldn't. It wouldn't refresh you.
Like, just sitting there in the beating sun, just drinking a birthday cake. Like,
No,
I couldn't do it. You might as well just go to Dairy Queen and get a fucking birthday cake and just sit there in a hot sun. And see how much of it you can eat.
Yeah. That would be kind of good, though.
Yeah, I would.
No, not an ice. I didn't say an ice cream cake.
Oh.
I get it.
No. Just a birthday cake.
Just a birthday
cake. That'd be dry.
Like, go to, like, Giant Eagle. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said Dairy Queen. Go to Giant Eagle and get a little birthday
cake. That's what threw me off. Yeah. So let me ask you this. If I say this, vanilla yellow cake with frosting and sprinkles. Isn't that what you get?
Max. Yes. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
You don't get chocolate cake, strawberry cake, or whatever cake out there. No,
it's vanilla.
Yeah.
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 Vanilla. I'm actually enjoying it.
But it's also 7.5.
I know.
Yeah. Like, if you guys are sweet people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you guys like your sweets.
Right. Yeah. We could drink beer and eat a cake.
Yeah.
Ice cream.
Yeah. You guys will sit there and eat candy bars and shit like that.
While we're drinking.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so.
I don't care.
I mean, not Billy, just Bobby sits here
Until I break out those Oreo cookie sandwiches tonight. What you talking about, Willis? No, he wanted two last week.
Yeah, you did. I was thinking about it.
Should I explain it?
No. Yeah, go ahead.
So Oreo makes this. It's brand new. It's a huge ice cream sandwich with the two crunchy Oreos in the Oreo.
And they were crunchy.
Yes. It's the best ice cream sandwich I ever had.
Oreo, yeah, it is good because
any other ice cream sandwich,
they're soft,
but this is super crunchy. I don't know how they do it. And I gave Rick one in his freezer, so can try it.
Yeah, and I wanted another one. I was debating about getting another one because I know he had a 4-pack.
Well, so now I know if I hear my door open at like 10 o'clock tonight.
That's because I want to let him have the other one.
There's only a 4-pack. Sneaking in.
I know that bitch got another one.
Like, I know he ain't gonna fucking eat it.
Yeah. He probably won't. What? I'll come by next week on the show and I'll eat it before the show. But the ice cream sandwich is made by Oreos and it's the bigger one and it says new on it.
It's good.
It's only four in the pack. It's like $4.99. But I'm telling you, the cookie is so crisp.
It's about what, 5 inches round?
Yeah, it's pretty big.
5-6 inches. It's pretty
good. I mean, one does you in pretty good.
So like a Pringle can size?
No, bigger.
Or a little
that.
Bigger.
Yeah. And one does you do. It does you good. But Billy wanted another one. I could tell, but I wouldn't let him have it because I wanted the other two for myself.
He is being greedy.
He's being greedy.
I didn't know where Tracy bought him. So I was like, no, Bill, you can't have another
one. He was thinking his head. I got tomorrow and the next day. Fuck that fucker.
I ate him. And I only ate one. I wasn't being greedy.
He was just thinking of you. You didn't want to fuck up your keto diet.
Yeah, your keto and your...
I feel like I'm cheating with this birthday cake.
I know, dude.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm already halfway
this
done.
This is a complete dessert beer.
Completely
dessert beer. Like this.
So we're going to rank it dessert beer.
Because we had some beers before that, like cinnamon roll from these guys and stuff.
Yes, but this blows, though, out of the water.
This is way on this
side. I think the cinnamon roll came from Southern Tier, though.
I thought it was Rusty Nail.
I thought it was Rusty Nail, too.
I could be wrong. Yep.
I don't know. Because we got some Southern Tier.
You know, if we had the beer cans going around, we would be like,
it'd be great. Say,
oh, this is the Rusty Nail.
While you're off, I'll leech start building.
Yeah. Well, you know, you should keep this one up there then.
Yeah, because it was your birthday beer.
Yeah.
From the neighbor.
And then will we remember? Oh, remember that?
Yeah, that was the first beer we did.
And it made me cry.
Yeah, but that's the problem, though. Like, I can't do tall beers up there.
Oh, these are 16 ounces.
On this wall, you can.
No.
Yeah. But that's where we're putting that big ass TV.
We need a TV up there. You know, most of our beers that we get these days, because they come in 4-packs,
are 16
large.
Yeah.
They're always large. I think what it is the independent craft beer group does this big beers.
But I like it.
I got an idea.
What's that?
We fucking start a pyramid.
From where?
In the corner.
And all the way up.
Until someone hits it over.
No, you take a little spot of super glue.
Oh, and you glue them together.
Yeah.
And that one looked good. Bobby used to take that old,
Gorilla glue.
Gorilla glue, and we used to take
bottle every caps. Time we drank a beer with a bottle cap, we'd put it and glue it onto this
piece of wood.
Piece of wood, a countertop I had. I finished the whole shed with it. Oh. And then when I sold the house, the guy was like, damn, that's cool as shit.
Yeah,
the whole bar was covered with these. Beer caps. It was just badass.
It was mostly me, Jason, and Bobby.
Yeah, that's all. And like, some people would come. So every time I drank, I would glue them down the next day.
So you would
have a pattern. Like we'd buy a case of this or a case of that. It was kind of neat. I didn't do a pattern. I just did it by what we drank. And you could see that me and Jason were drinking this and me and Billy were drinking this. And then we switch to this, and then we switch back to this.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's cool.
It's kind of like a tail. You could fill the wall with just gluing those caps.
Well, dude, we could have filled this whole room with beer.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, we'd be bare. It was stink. We'd be like, what the hell?
Gnats? Gnats and everything would be so bad.
I was speaking about gnats. Someone asked me, how do you spell gnats?
N-A-T-T-S?
Nope.
Nope.
G-N.
Oh, it is GN, isn't it? Yeah.
Because people say Gants or it's Nat.
It's Nat. Yeah.
It starts with a G.
Yeah.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I thought Nats.
Just like a knife.
What's a knife?
Well, how you spell knife?
N?
No, I mean, K. K-N. So, yeah, like, yeah. People will call it a knife. Like, you never heard that?
No, I never heard that.
Yeah.
It must be your redneck side on you.
Yeah,
absolutely. Showing up.
Yeah. Can you give me the knife?
Give me the knife in here. Knife.
Knife this bitch.
But,
Can I have a taco?
Can I get a knife?
What do you call that down there? Taco? Can I get you taco, girl?
You Taco Bell.
I just call it.
Oh, hey, can I say something?
No.
This weekend, you know where I'm eating? Taco Bell.
Why?
Mexican pizza's coming back this weekend. I heard
it was, but is it all stores or?
Yep.
Wow.
This weekend, I can't wait. Yeah. I'm going to order me two of those bitches.
That was one of my favorite things.
That's the only thing I like.
Yeah.
The only thing I eat from Taco Bell is I'll get a fucking, what do I get, Bob?
You get the taco. Two steak chalupas.
Chalupas, that's it?
Dude, yep. That's the only thing I'll ever eat.
You tried their breakfast?
I have.
No. You have?
Once.
Is it worth it?
It's good.
It is?
It is good.
Oh, I never had it.
I never had it
either. It's good.
I had their coffee once, and I don't know if I care for it, but I think when I ordered it, they made it wrong. You know what I mean?
The cream and sugar. Yeah.
Or so is it Colombian coffee?
I don't know. Colombia.
It would be Mexican coffee.
Isn't Colombia?
That's not part of Mexico, but it's further south.
It's further south. Okay.
But what's that? Arabic coffee is I like the best.
That's out of like Israel.
But that's that's my. I like that bean better.
I don't know. I'm not that big of a coffee drinker.
I like the beans that are on the beans.
My beans on the nuts.
Anyway, you gotta see.
All right, let's. Are we gonna rate this?
Yes, let's rate this.
Rick, you're always
right. Oh, this is the nut show. We talked a lot about nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Coffee beans. Oh, it's
bigger than nuts. With the
and we also talked about
the pecans.
Refried beans.
Refried beans. And
the nut show.
The nut show.
Too bad we didn't have a nut beer.
Oh, but we tried that one. Saucy makes
up. I can stick my nuts in the ears. you can try it out.
Go ahead. See, put in that little
hole. I can get it in there. Hold on.
Imagine pulling that fucking ball out.
I'll cut.
They'll go in, but it won't go out.
That son of a bitch will slice it off.
We'll cut it off.
He'll be talking like this all the time. Like,
hey guys. I fucked up last week.
Put my nuts in a can. I told him I could.
You know, you get him a little drunk drinking some of these, he'll do it.
No, I wouldn't. He said no. My whole goal this year is not getting hurt.
I get it.
That is not getting hurt.
Well, your golf game's improved.
Yeah, I was going to just say that.
He said 230 on his drive. I seen it down a whole 8. He fucking killed it.
He's easy 200% improvement this year.
I'd say 108%.
Because you're killing it.
You never drove that good.
No.
Right now in the middle?
Yeah, I did.
But his chipping is where I'm seeing
it. Oh, no, his chipping.
Yeah, chipping was just yesterday, or Tuesday was just...
Yeah.
But that was all new. Like
out of six holes, you hit five, like 2 feet from the hole.
That was all new, though.
But
that was just a new, like a little
too. So your putting the week before was on, and this last week,
I don't know. It's chipping. I mean, I counted it. It was 6 holes. He fucked up one. He went way over.
I scarred.
He bladed it, and it was on the side of a hill, and it went way over. But his five before that. We're
up and down.
2 feet.
Up and down. Like,
and somewhere, even kicked away because it was so close.
Yeah, I was within
2 inches.
Yeah.
I
thought it was going in.
But you put water in front of him.
Yeah, you know what he said, Billy? Huh. If that bitch would have went in, he would have had a heart attack.
I probably would have quit. I probably would have quit golfing right there. I'd be like, "Yep, I'm a pro. I don't need to play no more.
I don't need to be here.
I don't need to be here.
You guys suck.
I don't want to play with these peasants anymore. Fuck these guys."
His shit rolled up and it missed the cup by like 2 inches.
It. It was skimming it.
He was like, "You guys were walking away." Like, "He's so happy."
Hey, we get happy in the littlest things in our game.
But now my drive, I've hit my drive.
But all the drives were consistent.
They're getting
they're better.
Yes. Yeah, they're better. So, like I like.
So a running joke is we always said that he needs to break it one more time.
Yeah. To get it straighter.
To perfect.
But,
get
it longer. Just break
Rick,
it yeah,
Rick
yeah.
does not want to get his arm broken.
I don't want to hurt no
you
more.
You know, every time we talk about breaking your arm. No, Richard, when he
yeah.
talks about
yeah, it. Yeah, I don't want to hurt no more. I don't want to, like, I'm not liking pain anymore. Like, I've been through enough pain in the last fucking year and a half than I've ever had in 47 years of fucking living.
Yeah, when that muscle was flopping down, that
dude, that was like, I don't.
We were swimming in that pool and it just went blue.
And then the thing, you broke the same arm.
He still won't show me the picture. I got pictures of him when he's in the emergency room crying and flipping.
That shit would hurt.
Dude, I don't think I ever broke a tear.
No, you just look like you're in pain.
Yeah, I don't think I ever broke a tear.
We were like 2 o'clock in the morning.
I seen him cry before.
Me too.
Yeah, but that hurt. You guys tricked me on that one.
We did tell
it
you.
Wasn't it wasn't just the tip.
It wasn't. You guys completely fell. You got me felt up on that one.
It wasn't the tip.
It wasn't the tip.
It wasn't the first knuckle. It was the whole fist. It was like,
Superman.
Superman.
That's good. All right, are we gonna rank this fucker?
Yes, go ahead, buddy.
All right, I give it 8.
Damn,
for dessert beer.
For a dessert beer, actually, for a dessert beer. No, I'm gonna stay with an 8.
Okay,
because we've had some better dessert beers. We've had some sweeter,
some little bit,
full
flavor,
and
I'm with Rick. 8. Yeah. We already said Princess. Would I keep this?
I would keep it. I would probably have it. Yeah. I would probably have it in there.
That was a glitch by me.
But we already played that Princess because early on. But,
yes. Right.
Yeah, I'd give it 8. I'm going to have to give it a 9. I enjoy
Why couldn't you just play along with the rest of the game?
No, because I really like this.
Yeah, you're a sweet guy, though. Like, yeah, you're the
thank
sweet,
you. I appreciate it.
It makes you think there might be sugar in this.
No, they wouldn't put sugar in a beer. I don't know.
How do you think they get the alcohol?
I mean, it is a sugar.
But alcohol they get from yeast and stuff, right?
But it turns into a sugar.
It turns into a sugar.
Yeah, but if you had sugar, wouldn't it turn it into a bourbon or a whiskey or something like that?
Mm. Or like artificial sugar.
We'll have to ask Shane. Shane, do you add sugar to beer? What happens?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
It's different.
It's different. But I love the flavor. I love the vanilla flavor of it. It takes me to those sprinkles, white cake sprinkles, like those cupcakes with white frosting. It's just delicious.
You know, and the cake on the thing is a yellow with the blue. I don't get the blue.
I think they just use color. But
the yellow cake. Yeah.
Yeah. The sprinkles blow it up.
Oh, yeah.
All good. Over the can. And the artwork on the can is outstanding.
Yeah.
This is cool. A perfect gift for anybody. Yeah. Any guy friend that you have out there, Rusty Nail Brewing Company, makes a birthday suit. Been.
And we said we'd buy into this, everybody.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Rusty Nail.
Rusty Nail. Yeah.
So let's do our another reason drink this week.
I was in a Kanban or Kaizen.
Oh, Kaizen.
A Kaizen.
Okay. Well, you gotta describe that.
That's a work event.
It's a work event. I was there all day today, so it was 8 hours of fucking.
Oh, you were hating that.
Oh, and I got it tomorrow too.
And what they do is they time people.
I figured if I get really drunk tonight and go in smelling like beer, then maybe they'll kick me out of it and just tell me to fucking go away.
So that's another reason to drink.
That's my another reason to drink right now.
I've done them before. I've been the one that has to do them. So
I fucking hate them.
That's my that's dude. My livelihood, you know.
But you gotta explain what it is.
It's a
exercise to get people to work together. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You're doing then, time studies and trying to figure shit out.
And then you're getting people to realize where bottlenecks are and how to improve them and stuff. So that's what a Kaizen event is just to get people to work together.
And you fix things that
cause bottlenecks.
That cause bottlenecks or
I mean it's good. It's
move things closer and there's not so much movement.
Or change people around.
Change people. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Right now it's a brand new setup. So they're trying to figure it all out. Whatever. Yeah. I'm not gonna bore everybody with
What's yours, Billy?
Mine went blank after he said his, but oh, I know what mine is. Tomorrow, another reason to drink tonight is because I don't have to work tomorrow.
No.
Oh, you're off?
Yeah, the company gave the
whole. Oh, he's a bitch punk. He didn't tell us that.
I was saving it for this.
Oh. But anyways,
so the company decided to shut down.
Oh, let me go get the shots.
Get the habanero.
Get the habanero. We'll do one around the house.
Yeah,
we and will. Then we'll go to bed.
Yeah. But they decided to give everybody in the plant a day off. Shut it down.
That's a good reason.
Like a hard shutdown. They shut
for what?
Even security.
Because they've been working too hard.
No. We switched over recently.
Oh.
And they're trying to reward everybody, so.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Though, huh?
It was. It was nice to tell all my employees they had Friday off. So they were all like, yeah. And, you know, me today, I was like,
paid?
Yes. Huh?
Paid?
Paid. Paid. 100% paid.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick, what about our company? Will they do that?
Come on. Yeah, they just did it the other day.
When?
Where was that there? It was on a Wednesday, not on Fridays.
Nor on a weekend.
Not on a weekend.
Never.
No, not on a weekend.
All right. My another reason to drink is because I don't get paid holiday. But my another reason to drink is don't forget your phone at a restaurant that you eat at 29 miles away or 29 minutes away.
At least they still had it.
Yeah. I went to a restaurant, ate.
That's positive.
Left with my lovely wife and drove 29 minutes and got home, realized I didn't have my phone. So I had to drive another 29 minutes to go get my phone. 29 minutes back to get my home. So,
but now that you said that, don't you have a watch?
I didn't have it on.
Oh, because it will tell you.
Because you would have vibrated.
Yeah.
As soon as you pulled away from it, you'd be like, oh, fuck.
I did.
No.
Yeah.
No, I didn't have my watch. But see, I don't wear my watch during the week. So I just don't want to show so much on my
rings. Maybe you should start.
I should start. But that's my reason to drink, because I had to drive an hour and a half. I spent 2 hours in the car driving.
No, it was 20 minutes. You did an hour.
Yeah, but we drove to the restaurant.
It was just 29 minutes.
Eight. Drove home.
But that would have been normal.
That would have been normal.
But then you had to go back and go back and go back and go back. And back.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not. There's no way it's
29. It's not 29 minutes.
It's got to be 15.
Yeah, it's
20.
It's the car. You know, I think it records your time when you're inside. And
I'm surprised the car didn't tell you.
That's what it did. That's where I got the 29 minutes from.
No, I mean, I'm surprised the car didn't tell you that your phone was.
Your phone.
No, it didn't.
No. So
I'm surprised your car doesn't give you a hand job on the way to work.
It does.
As it saves you gas. It's
just to save you gas.
I cracked the window and said, close your window.
Close your window, bitch. You're saving.
You're losing 2 miles to a gallon.
Because that car is designed.
I know. It says it's everything.
I told him the other day, I was like, dude, I'm going to give you my truck for the Monday through Thursday.
And
let me drive your car.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, $4.50 a fucking gallon, dude. It's
so like, I don't know if people know that he has the Volkswagen Jetta.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which doesn't take the premium fuel.
No, it takes regular gas.
Regular gas. He gets 42 miles.
40 bucks or more.
Gallon.
I fill it up and it says you got 580 miles to go.
And I got a Toyota
Tacoma. I last 2 weeks driving that shit.
See, and that's great at these times. Great. At $4.50 a gallon. Yeah.
And I drive, what is it, 37 miles to work or 44 miles to work?
44
one miles away. And you know what it says? I used 1 gallon of gas.
Right. So now I keep looking at this little Honda. I don't know if I told you.
Yeah, you told me.
I told you.
Yeah. No, yeah.
But like there's this little 19, I want to say early 90s Honda sitting at this car lot that I go by all the time. I'm like, you know, if gas prices stay this fucking way,
you can afford to have that with the gas price.
Yeah. You know, 10 grand, almost 11 grand, dude, they want
for it. Like a 1990s.
Wow. 90, like early 90s.
What, like how my many ex-wife, miles are on it?
I don't know. I didn't stop and look at it. Oh, but like my ex-wife had the same exact car. So I'm like, fuck, that thing gets like 80 miles a gallon, whatever. You know what I mean? Right. Like I know it gets a shit ton
good
of gallon.
Gas price. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. And like I kept driving by and then I finally seen this. They moved it up closer to the road and I finally seen the sticker price hanging off of it. almost grand. 11 grand.
That's because
that's because good gas. Biases.
Exactly. That's exactly it. You know what I mean? Like if this was 3 years ago,
it'd be like six.
It'd be grand. Like
1600 bucks,
dude. Yeah, it'd be like a 2 grand tops, yeah. 2-3 grand. Yeah, no, they're trying to get 11. I'm like,
God, damn, that's.
But a lot. I mean, if there's 10 miles on it,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I wonder how many miles.
Yeah, I do too.
If it's like 20 or 30,000 miles, that's a good
like okay, yeah. Like all right, yeah, it's legit. A brand new car, just came up from Florida. Some little old lady was driving around.
She down put there, 20,000 miles.
On yeah. That's the story everybody tells.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
See, the thing is everybody keeps asking me if that car's diesel, and I said no. I get
a lot of people think
I get 47 or 48 yeah. miles to a gallon, and if I put it in eco mode, I get 52.
Yep. So here's the thing with that car.
A trip.
I looked at models. They don't no longer make it with that engine.
No, they don't.
They went back to that premium shit.
The premium gas.
And you get
the, less. The more horsepower. No,
yeah, more horsepower.
But it has plenty.
But you get less
gas mileage.
This thing gets
and the you got to put premium miles. At like $10 a gallon. You know what I mean?
That's bullshit.
This thing, I fill it up. It says 580 every time I fill it up.
Yep.
And then I drive for like 3 days and it doesn't even move.
I mean, I guess that's. 580 is great, like, but when I fill my truck up, I can get 432.
580 for $30, 35
yeah.
bucks.
Yeah, it's the volume. It's, he's only got maybe like a 12-gallon tank.
You no, like, it ain't even 12 gallons.
No, it's like 11.
I think I'm like 16 or something like that.
It's you like, know what I mean? I usually put 10 gallons in. So if it's 10, it's just going to cost me $45
right.
to fill up, but I get 500. And,
so try my 116.
But then when I drive...
Dude, it's fucking ridiculous.
116.
Right now. Yeah.
Yeah, but when I drive, I'm getting 47 to them.
Yeah, gallon. You're getting good.
So,
but it
just lasts forever.
And you got all that tech. But
I did not mean to do but that.
Try getting, right. honestly, try to get
116. No, yes. Fuck that, dude.
All right. Yeah. All right. End of the day.
Yep. End of the day, we had the Bobby's favorite beer from Jolly Pumpkin. Was this Iosassen?
Iosassen?
Iosassen? Whatever.
Iosassen?
It was rough. It was rough at first. It was...
Yeah.
You still got it down.
I got mine down.
I got mine
Billy
down.
Billy got his down. It's very rosy. Mike
got a full one.
I got a full
it's
one.
It's very rosy. It's very, I don't know... sour and everything. I did a 3
gone birthday cake.
You did a 5.5 and Bobby did a 2 on it. It's going to be for somebody special. That it's going to be a special taste.
And they might even give it higher if they're used to the
a rose sours. Wine.
Yeah.
A rose wine and sours. Like you got to combine that all.
Yes. Yeah.
And then we did the birthday cake, which was fabulous.
Yeah.
It's good. It's sweet. Couldn't drink many of them.
No, I'm done after this
one. I'm done with this one. Yeah. Like I need to go take a shot of insulin or something. it was a good drink though. Yes. I mean, it was a good beer.
8, 8, 9.
And we liked this, what was it? Rail?
Rusty Rail.
Rusty Rail.
Rusty Rail.
Like we liked the brewery. Mm-hmm. We liked the other brewery too, but like we've had multiple of these.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was all good.
The RR backwards. The one thing I just want to point out in their artwork was, which was really cool, but they called it the birthday suit is what the beer is called.
Right.
But the lapels actually have the little sprinkle things in them.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. And then, of course, cool. The neck and the head is a candle.
Candle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the sprinkles are what you noticed in the lapels.
And you taste a lot of the sprinkles in the beer.
I wonder if they actually throw sprinkles in there.
And let them melt for the flavor.
Yeah, because that's why I'm saying there's sugar in that bitch.
Yes. All right. Any last thoughts?
God bless you.
Don't drink and drive.
Be safe, everybody.
I really...